All right, gang, here we are trying to do a sort of a video blog, vlog, and a podcast simultaneously. So let's see how this goes. So you can either watch this on YouTube or listen to it on your iTunes or whatever other way you listen to podcasts. But I just want to make another one. I had a recommendation from one of our members, and they were talking about, hey, you know, some more podcasts would, you know, we'd be able to get some information out to you guys a little more easily, a little more consistently. I don't mind making them if you guys don't mind listening to me. We can soup them up here in the future, but right now it's just going to be me. I'd love to get some more people involved. But today we're just talking about the Muscle Gain Challenge. There was a lot of questions. The deadline for registration is going to be the Monday after Super Bowl, which is next Monday, a week from today. And we just want to talk a little bit about that. And maybe I had some questions, and I had like a little list here on my pad with my Dell 1 pen, Horatio. There you go. Jordan also, sorry. And sitting here drinking some of my bone broth instead of coffee today. Going to give that a shot. But want to talk a little bit about the Muscle Gain Challenge. Don't be distracted by the princess hut in the back, or I don't know. I like this plant too. My wife's got that. It's not real, but I think it's pretty damn awesome. Looks great in the corner. We had the Christmas tree there, and she said she wanted something with lights all year long, and we got to take the Christmas tree down. So went with this thing, TJ Maxx. Goodbye. One of our sponsors too, by the way, TJ Maxx. And U.S. Airways, too, is also one of our sponsors. And Tesla is one of our sponsors as well. I'd like to thank them. All right, so the Muscle Gain Challenge. It is basically, just make sure that I'm still recording here. Yep, we still are. It's basically our seven-week challenge. And what you're going to do is you're going to try to put on as much muscle as, you know, as you feel like putting on. Believe me, you're not going to wake up one day from zero muscle and have 100 extra pounds of muscle. It's going to happen rather slowly. But I believe that this is the best way to sort of improve your fitness, improve your general strength, improve your CrossFit, improve your body composition, lower your body fat. Ladies, this is the number one question I get. Is this good for females too? Absolutely. I would say almost better for females than males. If we're just speaking generally, hormonally, females do not possess the same hormones that men do, testosterone. Well, they do, but not to the same degree that men have. And it's harder for them to put muscle on. But if they can put even a couple extra pounds of muscle on, what they're going to do is they're going to have more lean body mass. More lean body mass, meaning muscle, burns more energy at rest. So if you do like a cardio workout, this is the same one of our CrossFit workouts, maybe like a 15-minute AMRAP. Maybe it just has a lot of like biking and running and burpees and things like that. Stuff that you're not really like kind of hanging on one muscle group, like handstand push-ups or pull-ups and things like that, where they're starting to burn in one muscle group. You're going to burn calories while you're working out and for a couple of hours afterwards. Some of the studies suggest 2 to 3, even 4 hours afterwards at accelerated rate. Now, excuse me, if you are doing a bodybuilding program or some sort of resistance training, you know, in conjunction with that, or if that's all you're doing, say for 30 to 45 minutes a day, you're going to burn more calories, maybe not during that particular session because it's not as intense, but you're going to burn more calories for the 24 hours out of the day, okay? And not that burning calories is the number one thing, but having lean muscle mass is pretty much your engine, okay? We're not saying do one or the other. We're saying to maybe weave both in and out throughout the week, month, or 7 weeks, and see how that affects you. If you never try anything different, how can you expect different results? Okay, and that's, you know, that's an important point. So many people just stick with the same regimen, the same nutrition, the same habits day in and day out, and they're just like, a little change. If you never make drastic change, you're never going to make drastic results. There's no two ways about it. So we're giving you the tools, and one of the tools is we're going to give you bodybuilding templates. Will you get something? Yes. Will it be strict? You have to stick to this exact plan? No. I said if people even did half of the sets, that I'm going to prescribe in the template, they're still going to get results. If you went from 0 to 50%, I'm not good at math. So it's at least a 75% increase. But I think that if you guys, I think I'm coming off like Michael Scott a little bit here, but I'm trying to keep this as natural as possible while I'm recording and looking into my daughter's iPad. So ladies, don't be afraid of it. You will not get bulky. And let's be honest, I've said this before. If you're feeling bulky, it is not muscle. It's body fat. It's the extra food, the extra calories, the less, I don't know, you're not burning enough because you're, you know, only doing a few workouts a week. So that's super important. Men, always important. If you want to make your joints stronger, you want to increase bone density, you want to get more pull-ups, your first muscle up, having stronger biceps, stronger shoulders, stronger back, a stronger core, all these things will help those, okay? One of the other questions here was, can I do it with the CrossFit program, our normal Sweat Angel programming? For sure. What I wouldn't do is completely add everything in, all right? So I wouldn't just say you come in 6 days a week and do our normal group training, our cash outs, everything, and you're like, wow, how am I going to fit 3 to 4 extra days in of like maybe 30 to 45 minutes of exercise in on top of that, and then be a mom, go to my job, coach my kid's little league team, all those things. Don't sweat that. What I suggest, and if we get enough people doing this, and we have a good amount so far, I think we have over close to 25 people signed up so far. We still have another week of registration left. Is that maybe in lieu of one of the workouts? It means in lieu of, if you don't know what that's, it's French, I think. I don't know, maybe Spanish. That means instead of doing one of the group programming for the day, we're gonna stay up front in the bodybuilding strength area. I think we're calling it the South Wing, but someone told me it's actually like the East Wing. Anyhow, the wing, the strength wing in the front, maybe you get a couple of your buddies together and you do day one or day two programming instead of one of the class wads. Totally fine with me. We're going to have some interaction with the coaches there in the front. Another question you guys were asking, if you have a friend who's not a member, if they can come in and use it, because we're promoting this across all lines. You don't have to be a member to do the muscle gain challenge. Easy answer, no, they can't because they're not members, but we're actually going to be selling a 7-week gym membership to just the strength portion, the bodybuilding section up front, the East Wing, I guess we'll call it, for basically it's like $104 for the 7 weeks. So it's $199 for the whole plan for you guys that are looking to get your buddies involved. So that'll get you 7 weeks of that front of the gym membership, and you won't get CrossFit classes, but this plan doesn't really include that. You'll get the two InBodies, the nutrition template, the bodybuilding template, and you'll have access to the coaches. If you have a question about a movement or you don't have the equipment, we have it. So, and we got the answer for you. One of these other questions here is there a nutrition guide? There absolutely is. So there'll be things based off your gender, general body weight, and some recommendations. Protein is going to be super important, guys, and carbohydrate timing. So we're not going to tell you to cut your carbs out. We're not going to do, any like keto stuff, where it's going to be basic nutritional guidelines. Kristen's coming up with putting the final tweaks on a template right now. If you need anything more personalized, obviously go with Kristen as a personal coach. You can hire her, and if you need something more personalized in terms of the bodybuilding, you can hire myself or Mike T, to pretty much design you something personal. I know a couple guys are already on that plan, but generally speaking, you guys are going to be fine with just some basic templates. What you have to do is you have to schedule your pre-InBody. We'll have to do that we'll do it Super Bowl Sunday, whatever coach is working that day. I have to look at the schedule, but that coach can put you in on the InBody. You can take a picture of your InBody form. We can photocopy it if you need it, and we're going to hold on to that, and then you'll take one. You can either do that sooner the better, that Sunday or even Monday, the 4th of February. And at the end, and then March 25th, I believe, I have to check again. I think I wrote the dates here. March 25th will be the final. And we're going to have to get your last in-body in before that date. And then we got a formula to see who wins. And but it really doesn't – you're not going to get, you know, that much I don't know. The glory is not in in a couple prizes, I think. I think the glory is really in is changing your body composition and really feeling stronger, maybe hitting your first handstand push-up, getting your first rope climb or pull-up or even muscle-up, not having your back and your knees and things hurt like that. But the one thing I would suggest, though, and here's the point I want to drive home, is that you don't do everything in the gym. Just 50% bodybuilding templates, 50% like CrossFit group programming. So I would pick a workout 1 to 2 a week that are longer, say maybe 20 minutes or longer, and then another 2 or 3 shorter, more intense Metcons. And you might want to gear when you do your bodybuilding. If you do the muscle gain stuff like before one of the WODs, you're going to, you know, the WOD's going to suffer. And if you do it at the bodybuilding after one of the WODs, obviously your bodybuilding is going to suffer. So just a little bit. But like I said, if you're not doing much to begin with, everything is going to make a big difference with you. All right. And just keep in mind that, you know, that you, if you start to feel run down and you don't want to know what to do one day, ask a coach. That's why you're part of the team here. So we want to help you guys be successful. So that's pretty much it. Just want to address those things. If you guys have any more questions, you can hit us up on our socials at Sweat Angel Fitness on Instagram and Sweat Angel Fitness Facebook, all that good stuff. You guys know how to find us. So, all right, I'll be back soon, answer more questions. Hopefully this wasn't too boring, but I know you guys I wrote a couple down that I've been getting over the last couple days and weeks. So cool. All right. Talk to you guys later. See you. Bye.